competition has taken notice.
Oh my God.
Good luck keeping up with us, amateurs.
So to get that perfect barbecue, you use wood. Are you sure it's safe? Whatever. We put the lighter fluid on, strike the match, and...
Oh. Should we call the fire department?
That might be a good idea.
Welcome to the Barbecue Central Show. The show where we talk about all things that are important in the world of barbecue. From big-name interviews with competitors on the barbecue circuit, grill manufacturers and pit makers, to advice on cooking brisket and ribs, you'll find it all right here on the Barbecue Central Show. Your host, Greg Rempe, is a backyard barbecue and grilling fanatic and loves to talk about his passion, which many of us share together. You can learn more about barbecue and grilling by visiting the website, thebbqcentral.com. Now, let's get in the smoke. Here's your program host, Greg Rempe.
Welcome to the Barbecue Central Show. This is the show that talks about all things important to the world of barbecue and grilling. I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. And this is the Barbecue Central Show. The program originates from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city of Cleveland, Ohio. So happy to have you join me. Centralites, how's your life? Got a great show lined up for you. An infinitely wise decision, if I may say so myself, for you to tune into the show tonight. We are jam-packed, so let me go ahead and get right into it. Contact information first. If you want to jump into the show at any point, you are more than welcome to do so at 216-220-0966. Or if you want to email the show, you can do that as well, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com are the ways to get in touch with the show. Here's what's on tap. Coming up next segment is the first and, at this point, only interview locked in for the show. We're going to be visiting with David Boska. He is from Butcher Barbecue. It is both a competition cooking team and, may I say, a very esteemed competition cooking team, finishing seventh overall for the Kansas City Barbecue Society's Team of the Year here in 2009. We all remember that race, a very tight and hotly contested race, and David was in the mix there, certainly. He's also the purveyor of Butcher Barbecue injections for the beef, for the pork. I believe he's got a chicken rub there, or chicken thing, too. So I thought, you know, it had been long enough. The show has been on air long enough where there's probably a certain percentage of us out there that maybe we compete and we've never injected, or maybe we don't compete. Your backyard person, kind of more like myself, and you've heard about it on the forums, or you've read it about it in certain trade magazines, this or that. You never actually injected. You don't know really what it's about or what to expect. So why not bring one of the foremost injection specialists into the show to finally get the inside scoop on what injecting is all about? So look for him, you know, roughly 10 minutes from now or so. David Boska, Butcher BBQ. Check him out. It's butcherbbq.com. Also happening tonight, you either love it or you hate it, and it's been extended out yet another week. The CSI Miami Caper in. We have a submission from Dennis in Florida that we'll get to at some point. And if you're interested in trying one out yourself, you can do that. You can email in one for me to do live. I'll do my live read. Or you can call in and do it yourself. If you have one put together that you forgot to email me full produced like we had last week as well, you can do that too. Again, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com is the email address, and the phone number is 216-220-0966. Also, quick reminder, we are simulcasting on LA Talk Radio, which was the home base of this show for almost the last 2 years. But last week I started BCRN, or the Barbecue Central Radio Networks, because I pay for a stream that I had been relaying to LA Talk Radio. I figured, why not maybe make a little bit more use out of it? I was able to get a significant amount of live connections off of this, and I wanted to open it up to people that maybe want to be able to indulge in some barbecue and grilling talk 24/7. So we created the Barbecue Central Radio Networks, and you can find it one of two ways. The easiest way would be thebbqcentralshow.com. And once you get there, it'll give you a quick splash page, and then you can either decide to go to the BCRN radio website, or you can go to the Barbecue Central Show archives, which is located at LA Talk Radio. In addition to my show playing in rotation on replays, we have podcasts of Huck's Hut, which is a panel forum discussion on barbecue and grilling. There is a Celebrity Grill Show, which is a podcast on iTunes that deals more, as the title would give you, more on the grilling side of things. That's hosted by JM. He does a very good job. And then more for the chili heads, but it's certainly barbecue related as well. Hot Sauce Weekly, hosted by Brian Mayer. HotSauceWeekly.com is his website. And he does a great show that is, again, geared a little bit more towards the hot sauce and chili pepper and whatnot kind of a thing for the chili and the pepper heads. But it is also barbecue related too. So if you're sitting at work at your cube and you're sick of the same old crap playing on the radio, you have internet access, and you want to delve into the barbecue talk, these shows play on rotation throughout the day. Plus, we are fortified here at BCRN with hourly updates from CBS News. So check it out. BCRN, Barbecue Central Radio Networks, thebbqcentralshow.com is the place to check that out. At your leisure. It's 24-7, man. Doesn't get any better than that, baby. It doesn't get any better than that, baby. Yeah! Okay, there was something else that I was going to mention, and now I'm going to forget, so shame on me. Again, Cosmos Q goes to the CSI Miami Caper. Also, D-Dog's Barbecue Rub sponsoring the final segment giveaway. All you have to do is call in to win that peach rub he's going to be giving away. Longtime sponsor of the show, D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. Wanted to mention this. I got a call from a sponsor here on the show, Bob from the Ribolator. And, you know, here's a guy. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had that guy from the Stovin' on, right? And I think the product sounds great. Certainly, a lot of buzz going on. But nobody's really gotten their hands on it. The way he's gone about marketing it maybe wasn't the best way of doing it. You want to get some of those things in the hands of the people who are going to be able to kind of help you create a buzz. But I think where the issue is with the Stovin' is the fact that he's got a very high manufacturing cost and his profit margin is thin, so he doesn't have a bunch of these kind of laying around that he can just give out to get that buzz around. So, well, and I can't substantiate that. Just was my thought, but I'm a pretty savvy businessman, so what can I tell you? But Bob from the Ribolator has decided to offer the Central Lights a special. So if you're on the fence about trying a Ribolator, which, again, you have to have an existing spit rod and motor in order to buy this piece, because it is an additional piece that will fit what you have already for those medium to large gas grills, you can have a 30-day trial for free. You can use it all you want for 30 days, and if you don't like it, just return it within those 30 days, and your credit card will not be charged. Plus, Bob from the Ribolator will also pay your shipping back, so you can't beat it. So if you're on the fence, if you want to try out a carousel-type fashion where the only limit is your imagination, then you can go to Ribolator.com, or you can send Bob an email, info@Ribolator.com, and he will probably have you give him a call. You guys can set it up with a credit card deal where he will not charge you for 30 days. You can try it full trial for 30 days. You can cook whatever you want in it, in those four little chambers of wonderment. And if you don't like it, you send it back. No charge. Plus, he'll pay the shipping back, so it doesn't get any better than that. Again, you can check that out at Ribolator.com for more information. And if you want to email Bob about the free trial, info@Ribolator.com. Let him know that you heard about it here on the show. Also, make a post about that on the forum and some other places there. So the first 50 people to take advantage of that can do that. Ribolator.com, info@Ribolator.com. We're going to go ahead and step away, and when we come back, we'll bring on David Boska from Butcher Barbecue. Talk about competition, talk about injections. We're really not on a time limit anymore since we are on BCRN Live, baby. So stay tuned for that. It's Rempy and you right here on the Barbecue Central Show.
Introducing Cosmos Q. Cosmos injections and marinades use only the finest ingredients, and they mix easily, never clotting or caking. From our beef injection to our pork injection, you're guaranteed to wow your friends, family, and judges. And don't forget to check out our newest marinade, Cosmos Chicken Soak, for that moist and tender chicken you're gonna love. You can find all of Cosmos' award-winning products at CosmosQ.com. Cosmos Q, the new generation. Taste the difference.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Hey gang, Rempy here, and you know, I think we can all agree that some of the best tasting food that we've ever had has come off of a rotisserie cooker. But until now, we've been very limited with what we can do on our existing spit rod and motor. Introducing the newest product in barbecue technology called the Ribillator. Now, the Ribillator installs on your existing spit rod and motor in just minutes, allowing you to rotisserie foods that you never thought possible. Imagine on one tray having a rack of ribs, and on the other tray, hot dogs and hamburgers. How about on the third tray, chicken pieces, and then on the fourth tray, succulent fish. What? The Ribillator fits medium to large gas grills, as well as 55-gallon ugly drum smokers. There's even a new model that'll be available soon to fit 22.5-inch Weber kettle grills. Go to Ribillator.com to order. That's R-I-B-O-L-A-T-O-R.com, Ribillator.com, or give B-O-B a call at 206-999-0962. You'll definitely love this thing.
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at Fred's Music and Barbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You've got to try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U Fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
Get in the smoke. It's the Barbecue Central Show. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempy.
All right, welcome back. It's the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks. BCRN, baby. Quick shout out to the guys at the Q Joint Barbecue Forum. What's up, fellas? Thanks for coming in. Listen to your boy, David. Gonna be talking a little barbecue injections. Also, what's up to the Barbecue Brethren site? Happy to see you guys here around here on BCRN. This portion of the show brought to you by the good folks at the Barbecue Guru, makers of automatic pit temperature control devices, not to mention a host of other products that make your barbecue and grilling life easier. Two ways to find them on the internet, thebbqguru.com, or you can call them toll-free at 800-288-GURU. It's the great folks over at the Barbecue Guru. All right, as promised, joining me now to talk about a topic that I have really wanted to talk about here for some time now. Finally got him on, competition barbecuer and purveyor of barbecue injections, David Bosca from Butcher Barbecue. David, thanks for coming on tonight. How are you?
Hello, Greg. Thanks a lot. Thanks for letting me come on and talk a little injections.
Hey, it's certainly my pleasure, and I appreciate you taking time out to do it again. Kind of remiss that I haven't really been on this subject before, but before we kind of get into that and the ins and outs of injections, why don't you give us a little background about yourself and kind of how you got introduced to barbecue, maybe as a kid or an adolescent, and then how that progressed into the competition side of things.
Well, I have been in the meat business for 28 years. That's something that I've done ever since I was 15 years old. We own a small meat processing plant. My wife and I run a miniature horse farm. And I have a little history with business. We've sold or wholesale, or I've done retail for, like I said, 28 years. I sat on the board of directors for the Oklahoma and Texas Meat Processors Association. I also own sat on our town board. And as far as barbecuing, it was a few years, which we've always done a lot of cooking, but a few years ago, I was flipping through a little magazine we have locally, and I seen a KCBS contest in Enid, Oklahoma, and I said, well, I've seen that on TV. I'd sure like to go watch that. Well, I got to looking it up on the website and seen that there was, oh, goodness, there's a lot of these around here. And we bought an FEC cooker, and we've been cooking ever since.
So how many years ago was that? Was that 2, 3, 4 years ago, or even longer than that?
It's been 4 years. We've been competitively cooking for 4 years.
Wow, and obviously in those 4 years, doing very well year after year. Last year, finishing 7th overall in the Kansas City Barbecue Society, one of the more hotly contested Team of the Year races there in recent memory. Kind of looking back on that year, how did you feel about your performance, and did you find it as exciting as everybody else seemed to?
Oh, absolutely. I thought it was really a lot of fun. I got to do some traveling. Met a lot of people I probably would never meet on a regular basis. We flew to Arizona and was out there when all that went down, and we've been lucky enough to go cook at the Jack Daniels. We've cooked at the American Royal. Just all over, we've cooked Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Texas. And as far as people we've met, I really believe that you're not going to find a tighter niche group of people, contrary to some of the latest shows that's on TV.
I have no idea what you're talking about, David, but that's right. We're talking with David Bosca.
No one does.
Exactly. This is David Bosca from Butcher Barbecue and competition team and the injection company side. Let's go ahead and get into that a little bit. We'll talk injections here. How do you actually... You know, you're obviously in the meat business there with your processing plant sitting on a few meat boards and whatnot, but how does the idea to get into the injection business come to you, and how do you start?
I originally took a cooking class by Fast Eddie up in Cook Shack in Ponca City, and he was injecting, and I realized right quick that that is not much more different than what we've been doing for years in the meat business. With being trying to become a pit master, I took the knowledge I had in the meat business, like I said, been in it 28 years, so I had a lot of knowledge from pumping hams and bacon and making all different types of sausage, and I just instilled that in a mix, and it took me 8-9 months of playing and testing and cooking, burning a lot of meat, throwing a lot away. We did a whole year's worth of competition that I never even let anybody knew what I was doing. I would tweak it here, tweak it there, change it. We'd come up with a new flavor. We'd try it. And it's just something that has been there, and I just wanted to keep pushing it. We've done everything from injecting it to vacuum tumbling it to marinating with it, which is all three different, completely different methods of getting the flavor and the moisture within the large muscles of meat. So,
and was it that time frame to come up with all your products, or is that just one at a time?
That was just one. That was nothing but the beef product. We tinkered with the beef for that long. Over the winter time, we started playing with a pork product, and right at the first of the year, the raw products, being it's just a commodity, it went up about 30% in cost. So I said, okay, before I released my pork product, I reformulated it, started cooking with it the first of that next year. I liked the way it still was coming out, and we just came out with the pork the next year.
And do you have a chicken injection or some type of a chicken marinade as well, or is it just beef and pork?
Well, we concentrate on beef and pork. I don't have a chicken product per se. We do market a phosphate product that we believe is as good as any one thing out there. The phosphate that we market is classified to cold phosphate. It can be mixed in cold or warm water. Phosphate is a product. All it does is adhere water molecules to muscle texture and muscle fibers, And by doing so, we're able to add flavors in the water that you can get to stick inside of meat.
It's very interesting stuff. We're talking with David Bosca from Butcher Barbecue. Now, for the folks that maybe have never injected or have thought about it, never done it, and of course, rules of the show, no names, please. Why not list out some general reasons on why someone would want to go ahead and consider injecting, and kind of to piggyback on that, would you recommend it really only for competition stuff, or is it okay for the backyard warrior like myself and a few other people to kind of take a look at that?
Oh, no. I would recommend it for any aspect of cooking. The purpose of injecting is moisture and flavor. If you like great moisture and great flavor in your product, why not do it at the backyard, too? Let's say something else that can be used for, and we've done it around the house here, and I think it adds a great taste, is we've taken the beef product, and we'll weaken it down compared to what we would do in competition, and we've sauteed mushrooms in it, and what a wonderful steakhouse flavor it gives. You can do that with vegetables, grill them out on the grill, and heck, there's nothing wrong with taking a little bit of barbecue rub and putting it on some popcorn.
Yep, done that. I've heard some people put it on ice cream too, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, a little salt, a little heat, and get the little ice cream sweetness going. You never know. It's always good to try certain different things on other stuff. But in any event, again, we're talking with David Bosca here from Butcher Barbecue. Without sharing, you know, any trade secrets, because we certainly don't want to do that, but what's in the rubs that kind of makes them work? And what are the kind of the main ingredients in the innards of injections that really help the product become enhanced and be better tasting, better looking, and all that good stuff?
Well, our main ingredient is hydrolyzed vegetable protein. That's listed right on every package. The main thing that it, like I said, does is as dense as the big meats, what we call briskets, the pork butts. It's hard to get the flavor deep down inside it in the limited amount of time that you have at a competition. So this allows this to get right into it. I know a lot of folks that instill rub within the product, that add all the different flavors. And I really am a firm believer in just keeping it simple, because the trick to a good competition barbecue is being able to repeat it time and time again. And I hear more often than should be is, I don't remember exactly what we did, but it sure was good. Well, that's part of competition cooking, is being able to repeat it.
That's right. Consistency always key when it comes to competition cooking. I've heard through a number of well-known people out there in the competition world that your product, compared to some of the other ones out there, don't have these, quote, tracking marks, or they don't seem to be as much as an issue. First of all, what's tracking marks, and why doesn't your product seem to run into these same type of issues?
Well, what they're calling a tracking mark is, after the product has been cooked, there you can see where the needle went into the meat. And by doing so, it's not real appealing to the judge's eye. It doesn't deter from the flavor. It doesn't make the meat change in texture or anything like that. It's just an ugly-looking mark on the meat. Now, my product versus other products, ours doesn't have a caramel coloring to it. That's what does it a lot of times. And the one thing that is found more than ever that will do it, and that's bacteria. If someone doesn't clean their injection needle with just a warm, soapy water and then rinse it out real good, that'll probably do it as much as any one thing.
Always good to know. We're talking with David Bosca here from Butcher Barbecue. So if I order, whether it be the pork or the beef injections, what's the process to mix together? And do you recommend using like water or some type of beef broth? Or what kind of a liquid are you recommending to mix the mixture with to make that injection?
Well, with the beef product and everything, we use straight water. I like a neutral product. Where we're at right here in the heart of beef country, these folks know what beef should taste like. in other parts of the country. I know a lot of people add beef stock or beef broth. There is a difference in those two. With that being said, I know a lot of people that add some flavors to it that is just really unique to what I would call brisket.
Unique in a good way or a bad way?
Well, they win with it, so I'd say it's a good way.
Okay.
And in the pork, the most heavily used product is probably half water and half juice of some shape, form, or fashion.
Grape juice, I bet, right?
Well, I know folks that use white grape juice. I know folks that use, I prefer peach nectar. I know a lot of folks that use apple juice. There's a lot of different things that you can add, just a subtle sweetness to the meat.
Nice. Now, when you order your product, do you already have to have, as a consumer, do you already have to have some type of injecting unit, or is that something that you get along with the injection mix?
No, you don't have to have it. We do offer one on our website. It's just a 20-mil syringe with an inch-and-a-half long needle. You can pick them up at just about any agricultural supply store. That's what we do, and we just have it there for right at cost just to help allow this to be happening, because I know a lot of people who live in the bigger cities don't have access to that. And we like the small needle. Speaking of that, there's a lot of these big Creole-type injectors out there, and that what they do is they actually rip the muscle apart. Now, what we have to do to keep from sounding too morbid here is that the animal that we're injecting is dead. It will not ever heal back.
Well, let's
so
hope.
If you go in with, yeah, that's a good thing. If you go in and inject this with a large diameter needle, you risk the chance of more of the product leaching back out. So use a real small injection needle and hit it a several more times. You will find that you won't have as much come back out, and the product will remain where it needs to be.
So a thinner gauge needle always better to not tear the muscles like the bigger gauge needles do.
That is absolutely correct.
All right, so not to put you on the spot here and brag and all that good stuff, but certainly there's a number of teams out there that are using your product out on the competition circuit right now. Can you list off a small handful of teams to kind of show the people what you're up against and who's using your product and winning with it on a regular basis?
Well, what I'll do is I'll send you a bag, and I use it, and these are the only two teams that I can guarantee you it's going to use it. No, we don't go around talking a lot about what we do as far as who uses it, who buys it. I've got some top-notch teams, several top-notch teams that's part of the reason they use it, is they know that it's kept secret. They don't want the competitors to know. On the other hand, one thing that I really love is Saturday night, all day Sunday, reading the results, getting the text messages, the emails, hey, I used your product. We placed first, we placed fifth, the highest score we've ever had. That's what it's all about, is at a certain point you have to give up your part and just start teaching the way of cooking and winning, and it really comes around back to you, and I'm a firm believer in that.
And I think, not to go ahead and brag for you, but on your website, it's listed right up there up front. This year in the American Royal, you took first, well, not you personally, but your injection was in the mix for winning first, second, and third place, respectively, in the brisket round.
Yes, we were second. Cool Smoke with Tuffy, he was third, and Todd with Proud Boys was first, and there's some fun stories that can go along with both those guys. We also placed fourth with our pork in the Invitational, and we were third with our pork in the Open. So we were real pleased with this year's American Royal.
Yeah, certainly a good offering and a good showing of what your product can do, and certainly that has something to do with the cooks that are using it as well, but put the two together and you're going to get some great results. We're talking with Dave Bosca, Butcher Barbecue. His website's butcherbbq.com. If you want to go ahead and order some up and take a look at what he's got to offer, see some of the other winners that he's got listed there too. you know, you brought up the we brought up the Royal and we brought up Competition Barbecue and how it's about sharing and all this stuff. And I know this is kind of off topic, but that's all right. Have you been watching the show on TLC Barbecue Pitmasters?
Every week.
All right, so I'm interested to get your take on this because you finished well into the top 10 here on KCBS, and there seemed to be a lot of buzz prior to the first show coming on, and I had had a discussion with John Marcus, the executive producer, about how he tried to really capture what Competition Barbecue was all about, and you know this, that, and the rigmarole that had kind of unfolded here over the last couple, two, three episodes that rolled out first, and people seemed to be pretty upset with the way things were being portrayed. So as a Competition Barbecue yourself who does very well, what's your take on the series? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it being representative of what barbecue is supposed to be about? Is it not? What do you think?
Well, representative of barbecue, I think it's you can ask 30 people and you will get 30 different answers. To the same respect as NASCAR fans, you're going to ask 30 people, you're going to get 30 different answers of NASCAR. As far as this, I went into the series and the show just excited getting to see some charcoal, some wood, and stuff being burned in the middle of wintertime. I was excited to have some entertainment. I'm absolutely tired of watching cake decorations and the way that the top chefs plate a dinner. I was glad to see just barbecue. And as far as the way it represents barbecue, I think it does a fine job. There is a handful of guys at every cook-off that absolutely just love to party, and you know those guys. If they get their name called in the top 10, they're happy. You got a handful of guys that are striving to get better. We got a handful of guys that can hit it at any time when they put all four categories together. Then there's going to be a handful of folks that are the pit masters that know that they can put it together, have put it together in the past, and those are the ones that I feel like they're following. Is those are the ones that are repetitious in everything they do, and yeah, they're not. It's probably uneasy for them to open up the door and let the cameras in. So, as far as man, that's a good question, but I think it does a fine job. I'm excited every time it comes on. I'm like, oh, good, another show. I get to watch it.
Yeah, I think,
I guess I looked at it different than some.
Yeah, I think, you know, my take on the whole deal is we're not, and I'm using we as in people that are familiar with Competition Barbecue and what it's all about. We're not the audience that's going to be the success of this show. Ultimately, we're a very small percentage of the country that's actually into this subculture. It's going to be John and Jane Q Public who watch the show because TLC is one of their favorite channels and they're watching it more or less around the clock and they see the show and they're the ones that are ultimately going to be pulled in and either make the show a success or a failure. So to sit there and focus on, I mean, ultimately everybody's focusing on Myron Mixon because he's dropping F-bombs every other word and they don't think that he is being as a good representative of Competition Barbecue, but I don't necessarily think that he's hurting anybody. Certainly some people are allowed to, well, anybody's allowed to have their opinions on if they think he's doing good or bad for the show, but the fact that it's on television and that it's not on what I term the higher cable channels like a Versus or an OLN, but an actual real cable channel that people watch like a TLC means it's getting more and more mainstream, and maybe next time a show's on, it could be on ESPN or someplace closer to the broadcast channels.
Well, I think that it's in the right path, absolutely. This last year we had mass shootouts that a lot of top teams went to.
Right.
We've got this going on. I think any advertisement's a good advertisement. Now, does it reflect what barbecue is? Hey, we're cooking some Q, guys are working hard, they're turning it in, and I think the part of the reflection is that the best pit masters don't always win, and that's what's being proven, is still the everyday guy out there can get a call, but the best guys don't win all the time.
Oh, and that was, I think that a great example of that was proven this past show when they were following the guys around at the American Royal to see Myron Mixon's face when Plowboy Todd was called to pick up that grand champion was one for the ages, no doubt about it. But let me turn this back around here to your product there, David. And again, we're talking with David Bosca, Butcher Barbecue. ButcherBBQ.com is the website. You know, the Central Lights are always loving specials. And if people are going to go to the website and pick up something, do you have anything extra to kind of entice sales?
You betcha. Till next week, till this show airs again next week, everybody that will place for some injection, when you go to check out, it'll ask for a comment, anything like that. If you'll put down Barbecue Central Radio Show, we will throw in a jar of our premium rub and a jar of our new honey rub.
Wow, free rub.
Yeah, we've got a honey rub and our premium barbecue rub. The honey rub's real good on popcorn, by the way.
That sounds great. And again, all you have to do when you're checking out in the comment section, put BBQ Central Radio Show, and we'll run that again until next Tuesday when this show airs. Again, visit his website, butcherbbq.com. David, certainly appreciated the conversation, and we'll look to have you back on again soon.
Thanks a lot. I'd be waiting for the phone call. We're excited about it.
All right, David, take care.
Thank you.
There he is, David Bosco, Butcher Barbecue. Again, seventh overall this year. In the well, not this year, but in 09 for the KCBS Team of the Year points race. And if you want to get your hands on two free bottles of rub, just order up the pork or the beef injection, and then in the comments box, BBQ Central Radio Show, and you will get hooked up with free stuff. Does it get any better than that? No, I don't think so. You know why? Because you're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Give me a quick timeout. We'll be right back. It's Rampy and you.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Are you one of the grillers out there that want to add true authentic wood smoke to your grilled foods? You know what? I feel your pain, Central Lights, and that's why I want to tell you about the Flavor Dome Smoker Box. The Flavor Dome is made of 100% stainless steel, heavy gauge, weighing in at 3.25 pounds. This thing is built to last a lifetime, and heck, with that weight, you could use it to fight off creeping marauders looking to take your steaks off your grills. Its revolutionary dual lid technology produces a cleaner, smoother tasting smoke, and the low profile design with that inverted deep V channel allows it to sit right on the flavorizer bars, and you can put your grill grate right back on top of it and continue cooking. Now, Central Ice, you know I own a Flavor Dome, and I absolutely love it. It works on 90% of all gas grills, and don't forget to take advantage of the special price when you order the Flavor Dome and the Ribolator together. Visit Ribolator.com for more information. Central Lights, let's not listen to what the Surgeon General has to say about it, and let's get hooked on smoking together with the Flavor Dome. Won't you try yours today?
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit? We have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
Introducing Cosmos Q. Cosmos injections and marinades use only the finest ingredients, and they mix easily, never clotting or caking. From our beef injection to our pork injection, you're guaranteed to wow your friends, family, and judges. And don't forget to check out our newest marinade, Cosmos Chicken Soak, for that moist and tender chicken you're gonna love. You can find all of Cosmos' award-winning products at CosmosQ.com. Cosmos Q, the new generation. Taste the difference.
Big name interviews.
Big name interviews.
coverage of Competition Barbecue.
Competition Barbecue.
And the only host willing to give his honest opinion on all topics in the world of barbecue. It's the Barbecue Central Show.
Barbecue Central Show.
All right, welcome back to the Barbecue Central Show. I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. This is the Barbecue Central Radio Networks for Wednesday. We are broadcasting on this portion of the show brought to you by Yoder Smoky Mountain Barbecue. You know who they are by now, the leading online distributor of Meadow Creek barbecue equipment. These barbecue smokers, pig roasters, chicken cookers, and grills are handcrafted in the Amish country of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and their goal is to give you outstanding value for the price, help you enjoy easy and profitable barbecues for years to come. They also carry a complete line of wonderful rubs and sauces. Do me a solid, Centralites, and check them out on the internets, the interwebs, SiriusBBQs.com. That's BBQS, SiriusBBQs.com. Good folks, Yoder's Smoky Mountain Barbecue. Thanks again to David Bosca from Butcher Barbecue, talking about injections. Don't forget, if you are so inclined to pick up a bag or two beef or pork, or beef and pork, you will get a two bottles, not one, but two bottles of free rub when you go to check out. In the comment section, put BBQ Central Radio Show, and you will get hooked up with free rub and obviously award-winning injection. So, you know, while the rub is nice, evidently it's pretty much guaranteed that you're going to have a lot better barbecue when you inject your pork or your brisket with these Butcher Barbecue injections. So that's going to be awesome. Hope you take advantage of that. It's good for a week. It's good for a week. I'll make posts about it here in the post show notes in case you miss it or you're catching it on replay later. Missed a Boss Man shout out to David Bosca. So David's still listening. Boss Man says, what's up? Evidently, you sponsor him, and he's okay with telling everybody that. So I'm okay with telling you that. Wanted to make quick mention here. I don't know if he's listening tonight, but wanted to give thoughts out to my dad. Air Boss was in the hospital for the better part of last week with a medical condition. He has since been discharged back to his house, and he is not necessarily recovering, but following the rules, as it were. And we hope that everything gets straightened out here sooner than later. So, Dad, thoughts going out to you. Love you. And hope you feel better. Don't forget, we got a Cosmos Q giveaway coming up here for the CSI Miami Caper that we'll be running around here in just a few minutes. Programming note, not on here, but on the TV. Sure, you've heard all the craziness that's going on at NBC right now, and especially in that late night area. First of all, what the hell is Jay Leno thinking leaving The Tonight Show to go to a 10 o'clock slot? I mean, was that the biggest bonehead, big-chinned move ever on the face of the earth? Yes, that was the biggest move, the biggest bonehead move ever. So now there's turmoil, and they're going to bump him back, and Conan's pissed. I love Conan, too. So sad to see him go out of that original time slot, but in any event, he looks like he might bolt. So what's a man to do? What's a broadcast network to do in order to save ratings one day at a time? Well, let me tell you what you do. You bring on Myron Mixon. That's right, baby, Myron Mixon. So after the show tonight, 10:30 or whatever the hell his time slot is going to be, tune into the Jay Leno show. Myron Mixon will be on tonight, I believe, from what I've been hearing from the industry insiders, that I don't know if he's got like a traditional sit-down segment, Willie, but he's going to be cooking barbecue for the crowd, and I'm sure they'll bait him with something, and hopefully they're running their 15 or 30-second delay because you never know what's going to be happening. Better chance of Myron cussing out Conan, I think, if you should put him on Conan's show. Now, that would be funny. I know Jay doesn't seem like he would coax somebody, but I think Conan would kind of get after Myron a little bit, and then we're having some type of wonderful back and forth. So if you haven't tuned into the Jay Leno show, you want to do it tonight because Myron Mixon from Barbecue Pitmasters and Jack's Old South and all the other stuff will be on tonight. So, you know, I think, you know, it might sound maybe something like this. Yeah, my name is Myron Mixon, and I want you all to shut the up, you goddamn holes. You don't think my don't stink? I'm the man. Darn it, I got a little aggressive with that censor beep. I'm the mother man. I win all the gosh championships. That's right. So just stay off my back. I win all the mother money. It's mine. Stay the away from me. What do you think about that? It's fun, man. You, that sensor beep. Oh, it's one of the best sound effects ever. Anyway, let me tell you something. It's cold. I got to tell you. At least where I am, and maybe you're in Florida or wherever you are, but it is cold. And I cooked steak a couple days ago in probably some of the bitter cold that we've had here in the winter. By the way, let me backtrack. Funny show. This kind of relates back to the end of the conversation I was having with David about the TLC Pitmasters show. Now, my wife isn't necessarily familiar with all these people that we talk about and that we know who are on the show or who we've had maybe some type of email communication or I've talked to and all that great stuff. And we were watching it. She was kind of banging away on the computer. I was watching it intently, taking copious notes, of course, for the show. And every time Myron came on, he was, you know, lighting it up with the sensor beeps and feeling very good about himself. And I would look over and I would see her face kind of cringe up and she doesn't really know who it is. And finally, like after the fourth time, she just kind of looked over at me and she's like, wow, that guy is kind of a cock. I was like, and I'm like, you know what? This is the show. I need this. This would be a great segment for my show would be to mic her up and watching because she is Jane Q public for the show. She doesn't know who any of these people are. She doesn't follow it anywhere near like I do. And that I've had these people on the show and all that stuff. This is Jane Q public watching the show and getting reaction. You know, is she being endeared to these people? Is she not being endeared? So looking to get another microphone on that deal. That could be one of the next newest segments. But anyway, so it was very cold out, and I thought, you know, everybody makes a big deal about how charcoal grills are not very convenient and how they take too long to fire up and gas grills are really the way to go, right? But I found it to be very intriguing because I have a multitude of grills out in the backyard, but I fired up the Weber 3-burner Genesis B, and I also fired up the Bubba Keg. For me, and that runs on lump charcoal, so I took the weed burner and fired it up, got the charcoal all nice and hot, closed it down, opened up all the vents to get it up there, and turned on the gas grill right about the same time, and it definitely took the gas grill substantially longer to get to cooking temperature than it did for the Bubba Keg. So I think this goes to speak not just for the Bubba Keg alone, but for those Kamado style of cookers that once you get them rocking and rolling, they hold heat. And that thing launched right up to 800 degrees inside of 13 minutes. And the Weber was struggling to keep temperature at 500 degrees or whatever it was, simply because you know the metal is dissipating heat quicker because of the dome. It's not insulated. So don't let anybody tell you that those charcoal grills are a lot bigger pain in the butt, especially if you got an insulated one. It kind of goes to show you that insulated cookers are very nice. So you want to take a look at those. Don't forget this weekend coming up, I believe, is the KCBS board banquet in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So the new potential new KCBS board will be announced over this coming weekend. So I wanted to wish good luck and good wishes to all of the nominees that showed up here on the show here over the past 6 weeks or so. Jeff Stith, Candy Weaver, and John Kirby all came on the show recently to make their case for why they thought they should be put on the KCBS board of directors. And again, I think there's a lot of people out there that think that some new blood needs to be on the board. There needs to be some changes, and any of these three people would probably be a good choice in the effort of changing, which is good. So good luck to all again. It was Jeff Stith and Candy Weaver and John Kirby. So what I'm going to do is step away real quick for one more break, and then we'll come back, wrap it up with one more segment. We'll do the CSI caper. We'll give away some D-Dog's peach rub, and then we will be we'll be all set for the show. All right? You can call in if you want, 216-220-0966. If you want to email bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Don't forget about the special that Butcher BBQ has. to offer. ButcherBBQ.com. Buy a pork injection or buy a beef injection or buy both. And then in the comment section during checkout, mention BBQ Central Radio Show for two free bottles of rub. Doesn't get any better than that. Give me a quick timeout. When we come back, we will wrap it up with one more segment. It's Rempe and you right here on the BBQ Central Show.
Everyone knows rotisserie food tastes the best. But until now, the only things you could rotisserie were whole chickens, roasts, and the like. But all that is about to change. Introducing the newest product in barbecue technology, the Ribolator. The Ribolator will easily attach to your existing spit rod in minutes, allowing you to rotisserie foods you never thought possible. Now you can rotisserie ribs, fish, burgers, pork chops, steaks, chicken, and all the veggies you can eat. The only limit is your imagination. The Ribolator will fit medium to large gas grills, as well as 55-gallon ugly drum smokers. There's even a new model that will be available soon to fit 22.5-inch Weber kettle grills. And if you're looking to add smoke flavor to your grill, then you absolutely have to check out the Flavor Dome Smoker Box. It fits snugly into your gas or kettle grill, and thanks to its patented lid design, provides up to an hour of smoke. Go to Ribolator.com to order. That's Ribolator.com. Or call 206-999-0962. That's 206-999-0962. Do it now.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Introducing Cosmos Q. Cosmos injections and marinades use only the finest ingredients, and they mix easily, never clotting or caking. From our beef injection to our pork injection, you're guaranteed to wow your friends, family, and judges. And don't forget to check out our newest marinade, Cosmos Chicken Soak, for that moist and tender chicken you're gonna love. You can find all of Cosmos' award-winning products at CosmosQ.com. Cosmos Q, the new generation. Taste the difference.
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at FredsMusicAndBarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit? We have all the big name brands like Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
The only show of its kind on any kind of radio.
Any kind of radio.
It's the Barbecue Central Show. Barbecue Central Show.
All right, welcome back. It's the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks. And we are in overtime, baby! Yes! I would imagine if you we're listening to it on LA Talk Radio, you have been disconnected, but not if you're right here on the mothership, BCRN, Barbecue Central Radio Networks. We're live, and we are still going, because that's what it's all about. This portion of the show brought to you by D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. You know you love D-Dog's Barbecue Rub sauces, but would you like to buy them locally? If you do, then D-Dog's needs your help. Send them your name, address, and phone number of the local barbecue store, farmer's market, or grocery store in your neighborhood. D-Dog's will take care of the rest. Email that info to Darren, D-A-R-I-N, at ddogsbbq.com. Darren at ddogsbbq.com. If you're not afraid of shipping charges, go ahead and visit his website, ddogsbbq.com. Call in now to win a pack or two of peach rub from D-Dogs, 216-220-0966. That's 216-220-0966 to win that D-Dogs peach rub. That's what it's about. The peach rub, what took forever to get out, and now it is finally here. Thank goodness. Thanks again to my second segment guest, David Buska from Butcher Barbecue, talking about injections. That was great. Also, thanks to everybody that's joined me here on the BCRN side of things. Again, we're going to be streaming 24/7 from here on out. This show can be heard live here every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as things go and if they keep progressing, maybe we'll try and bring on some other live shows right here. Maybe there's some of you aspiring radio people out there that want to try your hand at this. Certainly easier than it looks for the live show. Trust me. Sure, anybody could do it. So easy. All right, so let's go ahead and pull a CSI caper right now as we wait for a winner to call in to get the two-pack of D-Dogs Peach Rub, 216-220-0966. Let me take a quick drink here. Oh, yeah. One of my insiders, barbecue insiders, James Tyndall, said he saw a preview for the show, Leno Show, tonight. Looks like Myron cooks ribs for a contest between Jay Leno and Sandra Bullock. Thanks for calling in, or thanks for emailing me, Jimmy. My minions, well at work, I must say. All right, here we go. Instead of Mr. Wolf, I'm going to be Harry Carey. Change it up a little bit. Give a little comedic value. So serious here on the CSI. But I'll still be Horatio Caine. All right. Again, submission from Dennis in Florida. So assuming nothing else comes in here, he'll probably win the Cosmos Q prize pack of rubs and chicken soak. All right. So stand by. Here we go. Mr. Carey, what do we have?
Well, Horatio, a man committed suicide this morning by dousing himself with lighter fluid and lighting a match. All that's left of his remains is a skeleton and the beer can that he shoved up his ass.
Mr. Carey, why on earth would the deceased have inserted a beer can into his ass before killing himself?
I've been wondering the same thing, Horatio. The only thing I can deduce is that maybe he thought that he would have assisted in more of a rapid death. So what do you make of all this, Horatio?
Well, Mr. Carey, I would conclude that he would have reached a faster demise by spatchcocking himself before saucing and roasting over an open flame.
Dennis!
Yeah. I don't know what's funnier, his writing or the fact that I'm actually envisioning Harry Carey being a CSI detective. Going to be hard considering he's dead. Right? Probably. That's going to be really hard. From my accounts, TLC Barbecue Pitmasters is a rerun this week. I was waiting for confirmation. I believe I got that confirmation. And I think, you know, overall, if you're watching the show, a lot of people were probably happier with this past Thursday's episode out of all of them so far, because there was the whole, or at least it appeased most of those barbecue competition folks who think that the show isn't being represented properly because nobody's helping one another. And you had the big Johnny Trigg helping Paul Peterson. I mean, you know, Paul Peterson finishing DFL in every single competition that he's cooked so far, manning up, asking Johnny for help. And obviously, you know, Jim, when a part of Johnny's income is doing the old school and high tech cooking class with Rod Gray, people pay to do that. People pay to get that kind of instruction that he was doling out for free from Paul Peterson. So I think that was pretty cool. Tuffy sweating out the not saucing his pork turn in. Of course, he gets third overall at the American Royal Invitational. It's not too bad. Myron and Chris Lilly finishing the sticks, if you will, in the weeds after really talking a very good game. And, you know, to me, Chris Lilly seemed a little bit more gimmicked up on his smack talking, because I don't think Chris is really like that. I don't think he's one to brag or say how good he is. I think he lets his barbecue talk for himself. where evidently they're showing Myron to be a little bit the opposite of that, him talking a lot more. But look, you can't deny the fact that he did very well in the first two episodes as well. And I think it goes to show, too, okay, that competition barbecue is not the stuff that you make at home. One of the third overall, I know he finished seventh in pork, come on, third overall, that, or was it, whatever, that these guys wouldn't eat what they make at competitions, or a lot of them wouldn't necessarily eat competition barbecue. And I think there was one show where Johnny Trigg specifically mentioned the fact that he wouldn't eat the ribs that he turns in. He just likes them with like salt and pepper and heavy smoke or something like that. So if you're making, if you're out there competing and you're making it to taste good because that's the way you like it to taste, it's probably not the best method, probably not the best strategy. A lot of the top chefs are telling you, or a lot of the top pitmasters are telling you that they're making it completely different than how they would make it at home. So that's what I got. Thanks for joining me here on BCRN, the Barbecue Central Radio Networks, for this live airing of the Barbecue Central Radio Show, and I hope to see you back here next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell all your friends about this show. Tell your friends about the radio station. If they want some streaming radio whatnot, barbecue and grilling style, then this is the place to do it. TheBBQCentralShow.com is the place to go. Let's try this. Wow. Really having trouble getting out. Here we go. All right. Again, thanks to my second segment guest, David Busco from Butcher BBQ, talking about injections. Go ahead and take advantage of that special. ButcherBBQ.com. At checkout, BBQ Central Radio Show in the comments section. You'll get hooked up with two bottles of free Rupp. Doesn't get any better than that. That's good for a week. If you're listening to this on podcast, relax. You have until the 19th to grab your free rub and try out some excellent, excellent injections. And again, don't forget to check out that Ribolator special 30-day free trial. Email Bob at info@ribolator.com and get hooked up with that 30-day free trial. If you don't like it after you use it for 30 days, send it back. You get your money back, plus he'll pay for the shipping back. Great, great marketing strategy right there. 30-day free trial of the Ribolator. Congratulations to Dennis Cobb from Florida for winning the Cosmos Q giveaway for the CSI Miami Caper. Good job. Appreciate you submitting. And appreciate the Central Lights for tuning in tonight. Till we see you again back here next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this is your program host and proud U.S. American, Greg Rempe. Good night now.